Tom Nyland, a 75-year-old man from Screen in County Sligo, was brutally attacked by three men who broke into his home in January 2022. During that violent robbery, he suffered brain injuries, a fracture to his eye socket, and multiple rib fractures. He spent 20 months in hospital, with most of that time on life support. Mr. Nyland died from his injuries in September 2023. The three men who attacked him that night were identified through CCTV and DNA evidence, and yesterday sentenced to 14 and 15 years in prison for manslaughter. The judge, Paul McDermott, described it as an unlawful killing of a savage kind of a defenceless man in his own home. It has left a family devastated and his community also. Well, we can speak now to someone who knew Tom well, Blair Feeney. He's the owner of the local Centra and Circle K filling station in Dromore West. Blair, good morning and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Karen.
So Blair, Tom Nyland's family said yesterday that he can now rest in peace after the three men were jailed, but it is unimaginably hard for him and everyone who knew Tom to be reminded again this week of the attack and that suffering that he went through.
Indeed, back then when this occurred, we were just in the middle of COVID or coming out of COVID, so there was enough fear in the community already. And then the shock and the numbness that anybody could be abused, battered, and left in such a state to be found on the road by neighbours and cars passing. It was just a huge shock then. And obviously the sentencing yesterday brings back all those memories and brings back memories of the great times that people had with Tom and the great man he was, the very nice neighbour and all that goes with it.
And you only met Tom in your shop hours before that attack, and he was a regular customer, if I'm correct in saying that. But that memory of seeing him on that day, it must stay with you.
Oh, that memory is there with me. Tom and I part in company, and Tom picked up a few bits and pieces. You know, he wouldn't waste any time. He was very sociable and, you know, bid me well and I bid him well. And little did I think that a few hours later, he'd meet the death and the injuries that caused the death in his own home. Do you know, because Tom was a sociable man, very kind to myself, very kind to our staff, and will be remembered for his kindness. Which he always offered to his local farming community, to the public. Even when he was involved in tug of war many years ago, he was a very popular figure in the community.
And many were saying such words yesterday, being described as a gentle giant by his cousin Michael Walsh, a friend to everyone by his close friend Michael Clark. And he was very independent in the lead up to that attack that happened. Yesterday the judge did say that as he sentenced these three men for the manslaughter, that Tom and his life should not be defined by how he died but how he lived. And I suppose that is very important for your community in Screen there and the surrounding area.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, he should be remembered on not on how he died and how he lost his life in such tragic circumstances. He should be remembered what he'd done for his community, how proud he was of his work, of his home, of his neighbours, of his friends. And, you know, you'd have to feel for the neighbours who came on that night, the cars that were passing that night, the Gardaí, the family and the public, because it was such a state of shock and disbelief that this could happen in our community to it. Gentleman who never harmed or offended anybody in his life.
And I suppose Tom's bravery was so obvious as we heard details in the face of such horror as he sought help, as you described there, after being brutally attacked, and an attack that was so vicious that he was left unrecognisable to family and friends. And he was in the early days after the attack when he was in hospital central to being providing details of the attack to Gardaí. But the community were also commended yesterday by Tom's family and how they helped with the investigation with searches for any evidence in those days after that attack happened.
Yeah, well, after the shock and the disbelief, I suppose, in those, the fear in the community that these people were at large and people were really in touch with each other, checking in with each other that, you know, nobody else could be harmed or injured. And then, of course, there was the relief when these people were arrested. And then, of course, the people that got involved, the search, there was people willing to help at every hour or every day. And then, of course, he'd have to compliment his very close neighbours who have to still deal with this, who met Tom that night, you know, his family, you know, the 20 years of hope that Tom would make it while he was in hospital. And then, of course, the sorrow of his passing. There was huge grief because of the circumstance of his death in the entire community and the why. Why should this have happened? Could this have been avoided? So it'll always leave a mark in the community of Screen, Templeboy and Dromore West and West Sligo in general. how a very fit 75-year-old man could be brought down in such sad circumstances.
And some neighbours and friends did travel to Dublin yesterday for the sentencing. Some people who spoke to our correspondent there in screen yesterday spoke of justice also for their neighbour and hoping that the sentencing will send a clear message to criminals.
Well, you'd like to think it'll send a clear message to criminals, and but is there ever justice for death? You'd ask that question, first of all. And then secondly, you know, reading the papers, these guys had a huge number of previous convictions. You know, did the Gardaí, did the state do enough to get these guys off the streets? Should they have been off the streets earlier? No, but you'd have to compliment the local community and the Gardaí, and the Gardaí putting in endless resources to solve this case, because it must be said, they didn't spare any resources, neither did the public or the community spare any of their resources that they could to help bring these people to justice.
Indeed, and as you said there about the grief that this community now is left with, but the attack also raising concerns around safety for people living alone and in more remote locations. Has it made others more aware of their security in their home, would you say?
Well, definitely after the incident happened, there was a huge look at security in homes. You know, people installing CCTV, extra locks, neighbours checking in on the hour, every hour, family that were living away from their rural parents, checking in every evening. There was a huge emphasis and a huge community effort and a huge, I suppose, a closeness or a gathering, looking out for each other during that time. And people are very aware of the needs of better security and better Garda presence in rural Ireland. But those resources don't seem to be there now. You know, you don't have any rural Garda stations. OK, you have mobile Garda stations. You don't have CCTV in major villages or towns where these people are travelling and can be picked up on. So you'd have to think that the government, the Gardaí and the county council should look at putting in state-of-the-art CCTV in proper locations to try and avoid or discourage criminals from attacking people and attacking businesses.
Well, Blair Feeney, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. And our thoughts are with Tom Nyland's family and all his friends at this time.